Anthem by Ayn Rand. Introduction to the 50th Anniversary American Edition. Ayn Rand's working title for this short novel was Ego. "I use the word in its exact literal meaning," she wrote to one correspondent. "I did not mean a symbol of the self, but specifically and actually man's self." Man's self, Ayn Rand held, is his mind or conceptual faculty, the faculty of reason. All man's spiritually distinctive attributes derive from this faculty. For instance, it is reason, man's value judgments, that leads to man's emotions, and it is reason which possesses volition, the ability to make choices. But reason is a property of the individual. There is no such thing as a collective brain. The term ego combines the above points into a single concept. It designates the mind and its attributes, considered as an individual possession. The ego, therefore, is that which constitutes the essential identity of a human being. As one dictionary puts it, the ego is the I or self of any person. It is a person as thinking, feeling, and willing, and distinguishing itself from the selves of others and from the objects of its thought. It is obvious why Ayn Rand exalts man's ego. In doing so, she is, implicitly, upholding the central principles of her philosophy and of her heroes, reason, values, volition, individualism. Her villains, by contrast, do not think, judge, and will. They are second-handers who allow themselves to be run by others. Having renounced their mind, they are, in a literal sense, selfless.